You care about your team. And at Regions, so do we. That's why our health plans include head-to-toe benefits that fit their lives at prices that fit your budget. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield. Together we health.
Hey there, fellow humans. Welcome back to Stoic Calm, your daily dose of resilience and balance. I'm Avery Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little less stress and a whole lot more zen. Today, we're diving into a topic that feels as relevant as breathing, finding balance in our social media use. Ever feel like your phone is an extension of your hand? Like checking Instagram or scrolling through TikTok is just part of your routine? You know that feeling when you look up from your screen and realize hours have melted away? Yeah, me too. And let's be real, it's not always a bad thing. Social media can connect us with loved ones, spark our creativity, and expose us to fascinating new ideas. But when it starts to feel like an insatiable hunger, draining your time, energy, and even your self-esteem, well, that's when we need to hit the pause button. So, how do we find that sweet spot? How do we harness the power of social media without letting it control us? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to finding balance is recognizing your current usage patterns. Track your screen time for a week. You might be surprised by how much time you're actually spending scrolling. Once you have that data, you can start identifying the triggers. Those moments when you reach for your phone out of boredom, stress, or even just habit. 2. Set intentional boundaries. Think about your goals. What do you want to achieve with your time? Do you want to spend more time reading, exercising, connecting with loved ones in real life, or pursuing a hobby? Once you know your priorities, set boundaries around your social media use. Schedule specific times for checking apps and stick to them. You can even try using apps that limit your screen time. 3. Curate your feed. We all have those accounts that leave us feeling good, inspiring quotes, funny memes, real talk about life's ups and downs. But then there are those accounts that trigger comparison, envy, or negativity. Be intentional about who you follow. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy and focus on those that uplift and inspire you. 4. Practice digital detox. Just like we need breaks from work and other demanding activities, our brains need a break from the constant stimulation of social media. Dedicate a few hours each week, or even a whole day, to disconnect completely. Go for a hike, read a book, spend time with loved ones face to face, or simply enjoy the silence. 5. Remember your worth. Social media can sometimes create this illusion of perfection, making us feel inadequate or insecure. Remember that what you see online is often curated and carefully constructed. Don't compare your behind the scenes to someone else's highlight reel. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your accomplishments, and remember that your worth isn't determined by likes, followers, or online validation. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at a coffee shop, sipping on your latte, scrolling through social media. A friend walks in and tries to flag you down, but you barely notice. You feel a buzz when someone comments on your post, but it quickly fades as the next notification pops up. Sound familiar? This is the trap we often fall into, becoming so engrossed in the digital world that we miss out on real-life connections and experiences. But here's the beauty of it all. You have the power to choose a different path. By setting boundaries, curating your feed, and practicing digital detox, you can reclaim your time, focus your energy, and cultivate more authentic connections with the people and things that truly matter. Remember, finding balance isn't about eliminating social media altogether. It's about using it intentionally and consciously. It's about being present in both the online and offline worlds, savoring each moment, and connecting with yourself and others on a deeper level. So go ahead, take a few deep breaths, put your phone down for a bit, and see what unfolds. You might just be surprised by how much more fulfilling life can be when you're truly present. Ready to level up your social media game? Share this episode with a friend who could use some stoic calm in their digital world. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps us spread the message of resilience and balance far and wide. Until next time, stay calm, stay balanced, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.